This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Skier Michaela Schifrin missed a shot at tying a World Cup record on Sunday. ESPN reports Schifrin finished second in a slalom race in the Czech Republic. The Vail native broke a tie for most female wins last week, beating out skier Lindsey Vonn's record. Schifrin is one first-place finish away from tying the overall World Cup record among men and women. Her next chance will be in March. Inflation, supply chain shortages, and a lack of workers could all mean shorter and simpler menus at your favorite restaurant. John Embergamo is a restaurant consultant in Denver. He's compiled a list of industry trends heading into 2023.
Restaurants are being forced to raise menu prices or trim menus or find alternative ingredients. And some places just aren't willing to downgrade their ingredients to try to make more money.
Embergamo says customers may need to change what they view as a good deal in terms of portion sizes and cost. The Art Museum at Colorado State University is showcasing the work of photographer Kei Ito in a new show. CPR's Eden Lane spoke with the featured artist.
Ito's five multimedia projects explore his legacy as a third-generation hibakusha, an atomic bomb victim, and the American nuclear experience.
I really wanted to create artwork that uses some of the material taken from the Colorado and, you know, explore this idea of the trauma.
Ito includes sites in Colorado, like Rocky Flats, the former site of a nuclear weapons facility that's now a wildlife refuge.
This seemingly beautiful park has this invisible trauma, which kind of like thing I wanted to express in my artwork.
The exhibition runs through April 2nd. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.